ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Samoan government is stepping up its war on drugs, ordering police to be armed during raids. The move comes after recent seizures of illegal substances hidden in boxes of chicken at the border. The Samoan Prime Minister says tackling drug trafficking is now a top priority. To discuss, I'm joined now by team leader of Addiction Services with the Salvation Army, Tino Senio, who works with offenders referred by the Samoa court. Malo, Tino, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
And thank you for having me on your show.
No, not a problem at all. Now, we've covered plenty of stories of drug trafficking across the Pacific, but this may be a first with drugs discovered inside a shipment of frozen chickens and imported from American Samoa. I suppose, what was your reaction when you first heard about that?
Well, as a service provider, I guess I can say I was very disappointed. You know, the police and customs officers are doing their best, but these things are still coming through, and so very disappointed and you know, angry at the same time, because these people are not actually looking at the impact of bringing these illicit drugs in the country. And you know, vulnerable people, Samoa is a small country with a big problem now, so yeah, very concerning and disappointed and angry at the same time as a service provider, because we're seeing people that are coming through with very severe problems in regards to drug addictions and alcohol issues.
Yes, well, in relation to those chickens, I've got to say it surprised me when I read about it the first time it happened in October, but it shocked me even more when it happened again last week, soon after a previous attempt was foiled. And I guess given just that brazenness, it makes me wonder if other attempts have been successful. Have you seen evidence on the ground to suggest that there's been an increase of drugs in the community?
Yes, a lot of young people, because we are seeing some, and then we hear stories from those that we are seeing that there's kids 15 year olds they're using, and they are into other stuff as well, you know, with young girls prostituting, you know, with prostitution just to, you know, to fund their habits. So, and I've interviewed one particular young girl, and I was very saddened by what she said. She said that, you know, she has a group of friends that they're all into the same thing and doing the same thing that she was actually telling me. So very concerning. You know, my heart goes out to these young kids, and that's what those other people that are bringing the drugs in are not actually looking at. They're just looking at making money, easy, fast money, but they're not looking at the impact of their behavior and bringing in these illicit drugs.
No, you're right, and it's horrible. I mean, we've seen other Pacific countries become a target for drug smugglers or people transiting drugs through the region, and we've seen the horrible impact it's had, because it leads to an uptick in drugs within those communities. Is anything similar happening in Samoa, do you think, with Samoa potentially being used as a transit point?
Yes, well, we're now both a market and a transit point. Before it was just a transit point, but now you know, the market is here, and we are actually hearing stories and seeing a lot of people using and under the influence, and also the increase in the rates that the police are doing, and there's always methamphetamine and firearms you know, being confiscated from those rates. And it's pretty much every week now. It's every week occurrence with, you know, the local dealers and those people.
You might not know, but I'm curious as to why American Samoa is featured so prominently in these headlines, and why there seems to be drugs coming from there. Do you have any idea?
Well, I think you know, we go back. We go back a long time with the history of American Samoa being one of where the drugs are coming through to Upolu and Western Samoa. So I don't know how the drugs are getting into American Samoa, but I hear stories that American Samoa is one of the places where the drugs are coming from. And so, you know, with the cases with the frozen chicken, and I think, you know, I hear from other people that, you know, the fishing boats that go out, you know, they do exchange out in the ocean, and then they bring the stuff back in from American Samoa. So that's what I'm hearing from my sources.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And Tino, one of the horrible consequences of this trafficking across the Pacific has been this increase in HIV.
Yes.
Have you noticed an increase, particularly in intravenous drug use within the Samoan community these days, I guess compared to what they might have been 10 years ago?
No, I haven't actually heard anything, and I haven't seen anything here, but it will be coming. You know, it will be here in Samoa. I'll say if we don't do something now, you know, 2-3 years time, it will be something that we'll be facing, like Fiji. We know it's bad in Fiji, but there's nothing stopping it coming to Samoa if we don't do anything about this right now.
And how prepared are services like yourself, you know, to deal with the potential, you know, onslaught of drugs in the future? Do you have funding? Do you have staff to be able to offer services?
That is a very good question. At this stage, we're actually funded by InFat New Zealand, and so that funding is stopped now. There's talks about InFat New Zealand funding Tonga, Fiji, and Samoa. But at this stage, we are not getting anything from the government. We've been here since 2018, and we have been working very hard trying to help our people. But unfortunately, we haven't received anything from the government. So I guess that's a conversation with the Prime Minister, maybe next year. But you know, funding is a major challenge, because we can't actually support our people without the resources that we need.
And just finally, Tino, what role do churches and NGOs and village leaders, even families, play in terms of prevention? Can they help?
Yeah, well, churches, they need to put their hand up, and you know, the village councils, because you know, you can't actually do anything without the churches, the village councils, you know, the NGOs are supporting these persons. I know, you know, the police are doing their playing their part. The government are giving out these initiatives, but then it's the churches and the villages that are the people that can actually make it work, and they will make a big that will make a big difference.
That's encouraging to hear. Tino, that's all we've got time for today. But thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Beat.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Not a problem at all. That was Tino Senio from Samoa Addiction Services and team leader for the Salvation Army.